very strong women from the beginning. From my great grandma didn't have the opportunities that we had. As my mother mentioned, she was married off very young at the age of 12, believe it or not, which would be almost unheard of nowadays. Her family was always in a subservient role, so she didn't, her, the people that her mother, which would have been my great-great-grandmother, worked for, were two spinster sisters, which is kind of strange because it's almost like the Guadalupe Center story that my mother told you. Those two spinster sisters taught her how to write her name, which was huge. I don't believe she learned how to read as much, and they wanted to give her opportunities as well. And then when she had her daughter, and which were with my grandmother, the two spinster ladies started the Guadalupe Center. The Gallagher sisters wanted to give my grandmother opportunities, and she was not without a lot of fuss, but was able to take advantage of those and their scholarship money that they offered her, and be able to go to Redemptoris and become the first Latina to graduate from there, and then come back and give to her community. So I feel that, you know, the rule is, you know, maybe it was weak to begin with because there was an opportunity for my great-grandma, but then for my grandma there were opportunities, and she was a woman before her time, graduating from high school, getting a job, and I don't know if this was mentioned or not, that she was actually offered an opportunity to go to Hollywood. She played the mandolin. She was very beautiful. She had a beautiful singing voice. And some talent scouts came through the West Side, which they knew was a Mexican community, and they were making the movie The Three Caballeros, and they wanted to take her to Hollywood so she could be in that movie. But as typical with Latin families, you know, they weren't about to let their young unmarried daughter go off with a stranger, and so she missed her opportunity, and she brought that up many times as I was growing up. I could have been in Hollywood. I could have been married to Clark Gable. She'd always say that, and I remember her saying that. And then, of course, my mother had other opportunities and followed in her footsteps, and also graduated from Redemptoris High School, and then began her work in the community as well.